We actually just had de Blasio on live with us at 10 o'clock, and we actually mentioned your tweet saying, that the city's response was an utter failure. He had, put it back to, let's not disrespect the work that the sanitation crews have done. But we asked him, it does seem like the city was caught off guard. What is your take from the response to the storm?
Yeah, I mean, our sanitation workers do a great job, but they have to be assigned a task, and it comes from the top. And if you don't have enough snow plows, you don't have enough salt spreaders out, then that creates chaos on the streets. I mean, there were. It's not just not even on Staten Island. Usually, Staten Island is the one that is considered the forgotten borough, and we rely heavily on vehicles. So, in a case like this, usually Staten Island is most affected, but it was all over the city. It wasn't just here. It was everywhere. And it was a lack of salt spreaders. It was a lack of plows. Our sanitation workers do a great job, but they have to be given those assignments, and they have to have enough manpower to go out to actually do the job. And I think that there was a failure at the top when it came to assessing how many individuals and plows we would need out on the field tonight, and that is really what happened here. I mean, there were cars getting stuck in the street, there were cars getting stuck in intersections. You saw a tremendous slowdown all over the city. There was gridlock, so it was just I think they underestimated the significance of the storm. The weather reports did say roughly an inch or so. It turned out to be 3 inches, but we've had 3 feet in New York City, and this has never happened, this type of gridlock.
Obviously, you said there's been a lot more snow, and it hasn't been this bad. We've gotten a ton of listeners that have called and tweeted into us about how bad, and some of them stuck in their cars for 6 hours.
Yeah, I mean,
Are
it's
you hearing the
terrible.
same from your constituents?
Absolutely. I mean, and again, it's not just Staten Island, it's all over the city of New York. I mean, we were just not expecting this magnitude of storm, and the city failed to put enough individuals out in the plows, out on the salt spreaders early on to combat this storm. It was just bad planning on the top of our ma on the part of our mayor and the commissioners. This again, we've been hit with many snowstorms over the course of New York City's history. We could deal with 3 feet, 4 feet, in some cases even 5 feet of snow. This was 3 inches. But the good news for the people of New York is that because the city screwed up so much this time, and it is so early on in the season, that I guarantee that for the rest of the winter, we will see the city bringing its A game when it comes to snow, and this won't happen again.
Fair enough. All right, Assemblywoman, I know it's late and you probably want to get to bed, so I appreciate your time, unless you wanted to throw something else in that you didn't touch on.
No, I think that pretty much covers it. I mean, I think the bottom line here was that, this was only a 3-inch snowstorm, and certainly the city has combated this before with no problem. This was poor planning on behalf of the mayor and the commissioners. And certainly, if they had assigned enough plows and salt spreaders early on, the beginning of stages of the storm, the gridlock, the congestion, and the complete chaos that we saw tonight, where constituents are still trying to get home after 3, 4, 5 hours on the road, wouldn't be happening right now.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Assemblywoman, thanks so much again, and I hope to speak to you soon again.
Sure.
All right.